In an attempt to introduce some order in 1960, F. Clark Howell of the University of Chicago, following the suggestions of Ernst Mayr and others the previous decade, proposed cutting the number of genera to just two, Australopithecus and Homo, and rationalizing many of the species. The Java and Peking men both became Homo erectus. For a time, order prevailed in the world of the hominids. It didn't last. Humans are put in the family Hominidae. Its members, traditionally called hominids, include any creatures, including extinct ones, that are more closely related to us than to any surviving chimpanzees. The apes, meanwhile, are lumped together in a family called Pongidae. Many authorities believe that chimps, gorillas, and orangutans should also be included in this family, with humans and chimps in a subfamily called Homininae. The upshot is that the creatures traditionally called hominids become, under this arrangement, hominins. Leakey and others insist on that designation. Hominoidea is the name of the ape superfamily, which includes us. After about a decade of comparative calm, paleoanthropology embarked on another period of swift and prolific discovery, which hasn't abated yet. The 1960s produced Homo habilis, thought by some to be the missing link between apes and humans, but thought by others not to be a separate species at all. Then came, among many others, Homo ergaster, Homo luilleci, Homo rudolfensis, Homo microcranus, and Homo antecessor, as well as a raft of australopithecines, A. afarensis, A. pragans, A. ramidus, A. valkyrie, A. anamensis, and still others. Altogether, some 20 types of hominid are recognized in the literature today. Unfortunately, almost no two experts recognize the same 20.